You might recognize this as the theme music to Steven Spielberg's 1993 Schindler's List. The Oscar-winning film spawned years of Holocaust memorializing, and now, 52,000 archived testimonials of survivors. Spielberg started the Shoah Foundation a year after his film was released. The organization has now spent over 15 years finding Holocaust survivors, videoing their life stories, and using them to teach at universities across the world.
Steven Spielberg finished filming Schindler's List and as a result began this organization. It was as he was filming Schindler's List that he realized he wanted to do this.
Talia Cohen is one of the directors for the Shoah Foundation. The foundation teamed up with USC in 2006, and today Cohen is supervising a two-day conference for professors, librarians, and archivists from 25 universities to see how the tapes are being used in the classroom.
It's a huge milestone for us. Our goal is not to just have this archive that becomes dusty and sits on a shelf, but that it's a real living archive that is used so that their stories continue to be heard and learned from, and that they, as survivors, are also educators and can continue to educate for generations to come.
Roy Schwartzman is one professor who has integrated the archive videos into his curriculum at the University of North Carolina.
The audiovisual archives show that the Holocaust is a continuing set of experiences that transcends time, and it transcends the particularity of the individual survivor's experience.
He uses these videos to make Holocaust stories jump off the page in a way that written documentation could never do.
What we are dealing with is living organic narratives.
And then came that 19 March that the Germans occupied the territory. They came in, and that was the beginning of the end.
That was Auschwitz survivor Esther Orwitz, who is just one of thousands of documented survivors whose stories are now available in 32 languages. The foundation has collected testimonials from 56 countries, too.
It gives a personal dimension to history and helps, I think, students of any age relate to what they're hearing.
The testimonials have captured the stories of Jewish survivors, as well as homosexuals, Jehovah's Witnesses, liberators, political prisoners, and others. Tracy Oppenheimer, Annenberg Radio News.